All morning, we've been tracking the hostage taking in Sydney, Australia, which ended with police storming a cafe in the early morning hours, Australian time. Seconds after people were seen being carried out on stretchers and in the arms of police, for more than 16 hours, a man identified by Australian media as Iranian-born Man Haran Monis had been holding customers and employees of a downtown cafe at gunpoint. Several hostages escaped before the shootout. It's unclear how many have been killed or injured in the gunfire. We're also learning more, though, about the alleged gunman. Stuart Cohen is a freelance reporter in Sydney. And Stuart, the suspect, we understand, was well known to police. He moved from Iran to Australia in 1996. What more do we know about Man Haran Monis?
He is a 49-year-old Iranian refugee who was given refugee status here in Australia. He's a self-styled cleric, but more recently, he's been charged with a string of serious crimes, sexual assault. He was convicted of sending offensive letters to the families of deceased Australian soldiers. And most seriously, he was also charged with being an accessory to the murder of his ex-wife. And that's a crime that he was currently out on bail for when this hostage situation took place.
And that sounds like a brutal murder. She was burned and stabbed to death, allegedly by Man Haran Monis's current partner, with whom he wrote these hate letters to the families of Australian soldiers who've been killed in Afghanistan. And then you mentioned the sexual assault charges. He'd been charged with sexually assaulting women while working as a spiritual healer. So there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, indeed there is. In fact, his lawyer, one of his lawyers, spoke to Australian television not too long ago, shortly after he was identified, and said that, you know, this was a man out on bail, charged with several serious offenses. And this was clearly the act of a desperate man going into there and taking hostages. And he didn't believe clearly that this was any sort of a coordinated terrorist attack. He said that his client, facing all these charges, really didn't have much to lose.
Well, there is that. We also talked to FBI hostage negotiator Clint Van Zandt, who said he thought it was more likely and maybe even more troubling that this was a lone wolf or, as you said, a troubled person who was inspired by, if not directly working with ISIS. He asked for an ISIS flag. But how much of a concern is that to Australians that there might be a lone wolf with his own problems but then inspired by ISIS? We spoke to you last September. Remind us what was happening then in Australia.
We did speak last September, shortly after Sydney police staged these widespread counterterrorism raids and arrested at least one person during the night in relation to an alleged plot to randomly kidnap members of the public in Sydney and then behead them on camera and then send the video to ISIS to use as propaganda tools. Obviously, since then, there's been a lot of concerns about terrorism issues here. There have been a few more arrests here and there. In fact, yesterday there was another arrest on a terrorism-related charge, but it was, police said, unrelated to this hostage siege in Martin Place.
Well, meanwhile, Stuart, what's it like there in Sydney? So much of this took place right over the airwaves because the alleged gunman reportedly directed the hostages to tweet out they were talking to reporters. One called talk radio host Ray Hadley of 2GB Radio in Sydney. He answered the phone and found himself sort of being cast as a hostage negotiator. The sound we heard, he would be telling his listeners, I have to go for a few seconds. I'm going to talk to a hostage. And then he'd play music and come back. Really quite something. Let's listen to a little.
I could hear the person in the background giving instructions to the young man I was talking to. The young man, remarkably this time, was quite calm, quite calm. And he was quite happy for us to have his phone number and said, I want you to ring me back in 10 minutes for further instructions from the man holding us hostage.
Now, we understand that that talk show host called the police and said, I need help here. I'm not a hostage negotiator. But the point is, this is all playing out. The siege played out. I'm sure much of Sydney and Australia was up watching this live when the police stormed, seeing hostages run out or be carried out on gurneys. What a terrible set of events. How is this being received there?
Certainly a lot of people are in shock. This is you know, an event that people really don't expect to happen in Sydney, and to happen in the center of downtown like this. This is an area of downtown that would, at this time of year, be filled with tons of Christmas shoppers, just about a week and a half away from Christmas. It's a busy shopping district as well as Sydney's financial district, and this would be a very busy part of town, and suddenly to find this very busy part of town totally sealed off and deserted, and people were saying that you could hear so much in the way of nature sounds. Just normally everything would be drowned out by the sound of people and cars. And so it was very shocking to see this otherwise very busy part of downtown completely deserted. And then obviously, whether it was a terrorist attack or an act by a desperate criminal who was out on bail, it still shocks a lot of people to know that this sort of violence or this sort of event has come to their city.
That's what a picture you paint of perhaps hearing birds chirp, but it's for a terrible reason. Stuart Cohen in Sydney, Australia, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.